In January of this year, President Trump's personal physician announced the results of his annual physical and, along with it, a cognitive evaluation. President Trump is thought to be the first sitting president to undergo a formal cognitive evaluation, and it grabbed a lot of media attention. And many news outlets not only shared the result of the test, but actually shared the test itself. Now a new study looks at how widely it was shared and warns that that could be a problem for practicing psychologists. Eric Coombs is a resident physician at University of Toronto and co-author of that new study. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me today.
What made you think that you should go back and actually quantify how broadly this information was shared?
So we were following along with my peers back at the University of Toronto, the news releases on the Montreal Cognitive Assessment.
And that's the test that President Trump was given.
Exactly, yeah. The test that Donald Trump underwent was the Montreal Cognitive Assessment. And one of my peers, Dr. Hagbayan, when he was watching some of the media releases on this study, really wondered whether this mass dissemination of the test itself, which otherwise probably wasn't well known to the general public, might have any longstanding consequences. And we thought it would be interesting to try and actually quantify the degree and nature of exposure of the test to the general public.
And what would those consequences be if the test is shared with the public widely?
So that's a great question. So when we looked at previous studies that examined patients who had been given the test and then received the test at a subsequent date, there is some studies that suggest that there may be a learning effect as a result of previous exposure to the Montreal Cognitive Assessment or the MoCA. And if there is a learning effect and people over time are repeatedly exposed in the media, there's a potential for eroding the sensitivity of the test for its primary purpose of identifying mild cognitive impairment.
And based on your research now, having gone back and looked quantitatively at the media coverage of the president's cognitive evaluation, do you think that happened? Have people been repeatedly exposed to this test?
So when we went back and looked at the literature, we found sort of 405 articles in our search, and we found 190 which discussed the MoCA in relation to Trump's cognitive evaluation. And we were quite surprised to see that not only was the test itself conceptually discussed, but over half of the media releases on this topic actually revealed directly the parts or all of the content of the questionnaire. And one in six articles that we identified actually invited and suggested that the reader self-administer the test, promoting exposure and going through the test in its entirety. And if the people who read those articles followed through and actually read those questionnaire contents or self-administered the test, then they may have become aware of the test's content, and if in the near future have a MoCA applied to them in a clinical setting, it's possible that there may have been some learning effect from that previous exposure.
Now, I'm aware I'm asking you to do exactly what all of those other media outlets did that could create a problem, but could you give us a sense of like what some of these questions are like and what you mean by a learning effect, how you might be able to essentially game this test if you knew about it in advance?
Sure. So, I mean, the Montreal Cognitive Assessment is trying to assess multiple different cognitive domains. And there's a series of tasks, whether they be memory recall, where you're, for example, given a list of items and then asked to relay them, or asked to draw a particular figure in a certain fashion, that if you've performed those memory recall tasks previously, or if you've performed those drawing tasks previously, then you may be able to, on your next attempt of performing those same tests, have some recollection of previously engaged in those activities. And if someone, particularly someone who does not have cognitive impairment, they're going to be able to remember their previous exposure to the content and may have a higher chance of having scored perfectly or adequately on the test. But it's really hard to say if patients who have severe or moderate cognitive impairment, if really in that setting they're really going to be able to carry forward a learning if they already have cognitive impairment preventing them from forming those memories in the first place.
Very circular and difficult to disentangle there. I wonder, you know, how was the Montreal Cognitive Assessment created in the first place? Were those lists tailored in some specific way, or could you essentially go back and say, okay, well, you know, the assessment wants us to give a person a list of six items. Let's just change the six items that are on the list.
The Montreal Cognitive Assessment was generated first by Dr. Nazra Jean, who's a cognitive physician based out of Canada. And the test itself is excellently validated and used across the world in multiple settings. And it's really an essential tool. And in terms of whether they can change the content of the test, they actually have done that. So there's multiple different versions of the Montreal Cognitive Assessment with different figures, different word lists of recall, and different slight variations in the content, which are available for clinicians to use, which may provide actually an avenue to overcome a potential learning effect.
Maybe for the foreseeable future, at least, doctors could ask patients before they give them the test whether or not they've ever taken it before.
Exactly. And that's actually one of the recommendations that we included in our article, is that, you know, it may be useful for clinicians to ask their patients, have you been previously exposed to the test that's being offered, specifically the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, as that's the one that's had the most press release recently. And if they have had previous exposure, physicians may choose to use versions 2 or 3, which are alternate versions of the test, which had effectively no dissemination in the mass media. And so those would be alternate options to try and overcome this theoretical issue.
Eric Coombs is a resident physician at the University of Toronto and co-author of a new study looking at just how widely President Trump's cognitive evaluation results and the test itself were shared earlier this year. Eric, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Up next, it's hard to admit when you're wrong, but a new project aims to get scientists doing exactly that. Find out why after the break.